Hello, this is Reva Miller from New Paltz. Today's discussion about the middle class got me a bit fired up. Don't call me middle class. I'm just about fed up with all the talk by reporters and politicians about the middle class. The middle class wants this, the middle class wants that. Supposedly, according to the popular press and the politicians, all Americans, if not already ensconced in the middle class, aspire to achieve middle class membership. What about the classless society? And if you have to identify with any particular class, why not aim for the top? Years ago, my mother-in-law, a Greek immigrant peasant woman who spoke limited English, had no difficulty identifying her target goals. She did not aspire to anything so lowly, so mundane that it could be described as middle class. Anyone or anything deserving of her praise, be it a public figure, a stylish outfit, or a carefully arranged vase of flowers, earned from her the accolade high class.
Hi, this is Brad Shear. I'm the executive director of the Mohawk Hudson Humane Society. I'm calling about Vox Pop on September 12th with Rich Guthrie. I was disappointed to hear Rich's discussion about cats and some misinformation that he gave, including the concept that trap, neuter, and return programs somehow add hordes of cats, in his words, to a neighborhood. They actually do the opposite, reduce the number of cats or at least stabilize them. He refers to scientific papers saying that this programs like this actually make matters worse for birds, and I have yet to see a peer-reviewed paper that that shows that. Actually, what we see is these programs help both cats and birds. Some of these studies are being done in suburban areas where the problem is really about habitat loss more than any cat interactions. The programs certainly are not failed. We've seen them improve, and we've seen research that shows that it stabilizes cat populations.
Hi, my name is Steve, calling from Saugerties, New York. I'm listening to alternative radio, and the program is on sexual victimization and rape. And I just want to chime in here as a survivor of that as a male. I think we also need to include male sexual victimization and rape as well. As a survivor of that from the age of 8 to 11, I think it's important to include that population as well, too. One in six. That's the odds of it happening.